like, what you waiting on? Check checkers on your phone. This the Tony Sands show, turn your radio on. Kelsey just turned down like a field goal, so we in the zone. Got games like a stadium, I'ma go ahead and pack the dome. I'm cooler, smoother, make you think with your medulla. You a student, I'ma school you with the facts that I'm producing. This is for the high schoolers, college students, nah. Everyone can do it, do this, I ain't new to this. My style is rich, it's lucrative, maneuver through it. You know it's fast, surely. You know it's so sensational, like my big homie Tony. You book at me every Monday, after kickoff on Sunday. I got these cold, hard facts, and we ain't talking Sundays. Co-host with Kelly Deli, shout out to the big homie. You know it's so sensational, like my big homie Tony. Co-hosting with Kelly Deli, you know it's facts solid. You know I'm so sensational, like my big homie Tony, 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 Tony. Go BBS Radio.
We're live here another week of, you know what, listening to me, the Tony Sands Show. I am the man when it comes to giving you what you need live here on the Tony Sands Show. I am Tony Sands, so I'm going to tell you something. To know me is to know success, baby. But we're live here another week of talking sports. But this week, probably different than any other week that you can have in sports. We have guys changing, going from one place to another. We have money just that is increasing at, I mean, when you're talking about $75 million in college football. $75 million in college football is unheard of. When I coached college football, we would have never envisioned, one, receiving $75 million to coach college football, a place where players receives none. The players receive none. But with that being said, my main man, one of the guys at Florida State, Jimbo Fisher, just took what we call an exit up out of Florida State to go and jump on that $10 million. And that $10 million is probably the most lucrative contract, the most lucrative contract ever in college football. Ever, when I say ever, the word ever in college football, $75 million over 10 years, that's $7.5 million a year. For those that can't add, I'm giving it to you live. Not only Florida State is making headlines, Tennessee, wow. All I got to do is say the word Tennessee. If you look it up in the dictionary, and you will see chaos. There's chaos throughout Tennessee. They don't know who they want as a coach. They don't know who they want as an athletic director. And right now, you got recruits that are wondering, should I stay with Tennessee or should I jump ship? They're confused because the organization is confused, people. The organization is confused. They bring back their Hall of Fame coach, Philip Farmer, back. Florida State is lost, so like I said, in their coaching change, they want to make a minority move. So when you look at the landscape of minorities that they possibly want to hire, well, you're looking at Willie Taggart, I think, who is their leading candidate. Then you are looking at Charlie Strong. Probably be the first, like you said, the first African-American to coach at Florida State. Will be the first African-American coach at Florida State. Florida State hasn't had to make this move in 40 years. You got to understand, Jimbo Fisher, people. Jimbo Fisher was grandfathered in. He was what we call the first time that you started hearing the word coach in waiting. Coaching waiting. So Jimbo Fisher landed on that. Five coaches turned down Tennessee. That means they're saying that Tennessee is nothing. I would assume they added to the Jimbo Fisher contract being so high because no one wants them. No one wants them. So I'm telling you that. With that being said, if no one wants you, no one wants to be a part of the organization, you trying to figure out how you go and get this done. Tennessee had their press conference earlier, and they pretty much introducing Philip Farmer as the AD, and they're going in this direction. But the chancellor got on, and I wish she probably wouldn't have got on because she got on and didn't say nothing. She didn't want to talk about coaches. Well, lady, what are you on stage for? If you don't want to talk about nothing, get off the stage. Let Bill Palmer get up there and discuss what he wants to talk about. Because you was talking and rambling on about nothing. You was rambling on about nothing. But with that being said, we do got some college football games going on this weekend, starting tonight with the Pac-10 Conference Championship between Stanford and USC. Number 12, Stanford against number 10, USC. Stanford comes in at a 9-3 record. USC comes in 10-2. That'll be a great game. But it's so amazing, one of these teams may not even get into the playoff system. The Pac-10 might be the one system that might be left out of this whole playoff bracket. Memphis and University of Central Florida plays. Central Florida come in up under Frost at 11-0. Frost's name has been linked to the Nebraska job. Now, does he take the Nebraska job? Frost has been given that luxury to coach this game. Jimbo Fisher wasn't that lucky. Jimbo Fisher was not that lucky to get that. He was not lucky to get the job. So he was not get lucky to lead his team to the last game. And rumor has it. Now, this is only rumor. Rumor has it that Jimbo Fisher was not forced out so much by the athletic administration. He was forced out by his players, who his players wanted. They wanted an answer for Jimbo. Are you leading us into this in the battle as our leader, or you don't know you're leading us into a battle that you know that you're not going to be the head coach of? Let us know now. Kid said that he didn't give him a straight answer. They went to administration. These are rumors. They went to administration, told administration, hey, listen, if Jimbo's going to coach this, we're not going to play. And when I call that understanding your value, if that's what took place, they are understanding their value and the power within their value. And soon after that, that's when I heard that the administration told Jimbo, at this point, you will not be coaching the game. And Florida State understand that they need this game. Florida State needs this game. Jimbo, we're going to Doug is going to hook up. He's going to put into play. We're going to put in the sound bite with one of the sound bites of Jimbo Fisher today at practice. After practice, we're going to put in a sound bite after we come back from this commercial break. We're going to head into a commercial break. My girl Vicky V is going to join us. She's joining us out of Daytona Beach, Florida. She's going to join us, Vicky V. You see on my show, you know her as Vicky V with the flow, you know. So we're going to head to a commercial break, and we're going to come back. And when we come back, you can call us if you want to chime in at 888-429-5471. That's 888-429-5471. But I'm going to tell you, what I'm going to play a song that makes – this is what Florida State fans are going through right now. It is an old classic from one of the most classic music movies ever created here in Miami. Outside of my man Scarface movie here, this has got to be the best other TV sitcom to ever happen. We're going to go to a commercial break. My man going to play it. What? They're feeling the what blues. Doug going to play it, and we're going to come back live here on the Tony Sands Show. We're back live here on the Tony Sands Show. I am from in studio. Last week, the Tony Sands Show was live at American Heritage, but we're in studio. My girl, Vicky V, out of Daytona Beach, is joining the Tony Sands Show. What's up, Vic? What's going on?
Hey, how are you?
I am doing pleasant. Listen, how is everything going on up there in Daytona? Is there any news breaking out of Daytona? We got coaches running all over the places. Some places can't even get a coach.
At this moment, you know, everything in the great city of Daytona Beach is perfectly fine. We still have all of our coaches, luckily, and hopefully they aren't going anywhere.
I'm telling you, listen, when I look at Florida State here with Jimbo Fisher, who's decided that he's going to leave Florida State and head to Texas A&M, and in the process of him going to Texas A&M, receive one of the most lucrative money deals ever in college football, 10 years, $7.5 million, which equals up to $75 million, the biggest deal value-wise ever in college football. That is a lot of money. I'm quite sure those coaches in Daytona Beach, Florida, would love to have a piece of that pie.
I said the same thing earlier. I said, you know, I think I'm going to go ahead and get me a degree to get that $75
million. I'm telling you, get into when they say, let me get back. And I tell myself, I say, well, I might need to get back into coaching and see where that, and see where that go. Because when you're looking at, when I coach, if you made, at that time, head coaches was only making six figures, $100,000. That was a lot of money when you said it came to a head coach to make. When you said $100,000, that was like, wow. He's making a lot of money. Now, position coaches make way more than that. You got to figure GAs make almost $50,000 to $60,000 to coach college football. Not only that, but the as you know, Tennessee has been created with their coaching position. Tennessee has created I don't know what they've created. I'm trying to figure the word out. If I look in the dictionary and I look at chaos, I'm quite sure that would be one of the words up under the dictionary. Tennessee would be right there because they don't know that when you get turned down, and imagine this, folks, when you get turned down by five coaches, it's almost like being, to me, being in the dating game, and all of a sudden you get turned down by five contestants. That makes you start right. Wondering, what is wrong with me?
I'm thinking they better go ahead and head to the Goodwill and find a coach because after five, I don't know what to tell them.
Five coaches. You can't find an answer for five different coaches. And if you notice, I was playing Smuggler's Blues because a lot of fans in Tennessee and Knoxville, a lot of fans in Tallahassee is feeling the Smuggler's Blues at this point because they have no coach. And now Florida State got to wonder, does this hurt them in recruiting? Because an early signing period is now has been moved to the 20th of December. And when it comes to recruiting, right. You lose 1 year. You lose a bunch of years. How is the recruiting? As a matter of fact, being that you're in Daytona with the great Bethune-Cookman University, how is the recruiting going in that area? And what are some of the things that you're hearing as far as the progress of where Bethune-Cookman is going at this point?
So far, they are actually looking at recruits at the moment. We're getting ready to come up on the NFL Pro Day to see who's going to go pro, who's thinking about it. As far as the recruitment, you know, we're looking at a lot of different colleges, a lot of different players are going to, you know, come over to Bethune-Cookman. And, of course, we can't forget about the high school recruits. They have their eyes on a few, and, you know, they're still looking for more at the moment.
Yeah, because as a matter of fact, I ran into one of your guys' coaches that was down here getting some gas, and he's from the Fort Lauderdale area, and I was asking him what was some of the position he said he was down there for, and he said, "Listen, we're looking for everything. We want superstars and understanding," and it bring me back to. I always said it brought me back to the topic of Bethune-Cookman, MEAC, different conferences, with all the shaking and baking that's going on in college football. I'm wondering if schools in the MEAC are still, who's going to be the next school that makes the great Howard leap to leap out of the MEAC and jump out into another conference to try to get the recognition that they're trying to get. Are you hearing any shakeup that is going on throughout the MEAC that possibly a school may be thinking about leaving or possibly within the near future, you know, trying to, as they say, test the waters of leaving. Because I'm going to tell you something, and people don't realize this. You remember, I don't know if you remember back some years ago, FAM tried this.
Right.
FAM tried to jump to Division One, but I think it kind of got derailed because of they didn't have the adequate amount of funding. Now, as far as attendance, they say they met that requirement. They met that requirement, but far as the financial that it would have needed to build to increase stadium size and to increase their training facilities, I think that's what derailed them. To where they say, we might stay back and stay in the MEAC because we can't afford what it's going to take for us to get on the road to travel to a lot of schools and bring a lot of schools in. Because at the Division I level, right, you do have to pay a lot of schools some good amount of money to come to you unless there are conference games. Now, when you talk about non-conference games, I guess if I'm not mistaken, I think Bethune probably, when they came to play Miami, probably walked away with almost close to $1 million and what they would call, they sometimes tend to call it a Division I level, they call it a payday for schools such as the smaller schools in the MEAC or the smaller 1AAs or things like that, because you get $1 million to come and play. And some of these schools have fared well when it comes to going to play to some of the big boys and win out. You know, I've seen Coastal Carolina do it a lot. But I'm going to tell you, so are you hearing there's a possibility of any other schools trying to jump out of the MEAC?
At the moment, I'm not. You know, there was a rumor that Bethune-Cookman was actually going to be one of those. But, you know, nothing has been set in stone as of yet. So we're all just kind of waiting, listening, and watching to see what's going to be the next move.
And that like I said, that move there would scare me at the moment for the simple facts. It makes me wonder what would happen to the Florida Classic. What would happen to the MEAC at that point? I think with Bethune being one of those high-profile schools in the MEAC, if Bethune was to jump out of that MEAC, I think a lot of people would start trying to explore their options on can they make it out of the MEAC and will they be able to survive? Schools such as Bethune. Schools such as Bethune that has, and people don't realize it. Bethune is, when it comes to what it costs to go to Bethune, Bethune is one of the highest universities in the state of Florida when it comes to money to get into the University of Florida. At least that's what I heard. I've heard a lot of people say that over and over again, that it costs to go to Bethune, but Bethune is not.
I mean, it costs anywhere, but, you know, we don't just accept anyone here in Wildcat.
Wildcats don't accept anything. And as they kept saying, what is a cobra to a wildcat? The wildcats don't accept anything when it comes to trying to get in. So they make the stipulation.
Of course not.
As a matter of fact, you're a Florida person. You love South Florida. Let's get into that University of Miami Clemson game, the ACC championship game. How do you see that playing out? Miami's down now two receivers due to the fact that, you know, they got injured. Two of their key guys will not be playing in this game. How do you see this game playing out Saturday, tomorrow night?
I kind of see it the same way the Florida Classic went. I think UM is going to take the lead first quarter. Definitely with their two players out, Clemson is definitely going to give them a run for their money. But I'm a South Florida girl, so I'm going to stick with the University of Miami regardless.
She's in Tallahassee, but she got you all the way through because you cannot. It's hard to support, not to support the U if you are from South Florida.
Of course, I wouldn't have it any other way.
It is what it is. All right, now we got the SEC championship. Well, a lot of people thought this game would be between Georgia and Alabama, but Auburn chose differ because now this game is between a 10-2 Auburn and 11-1 Georgia team. How do you see that playing out? What are your predictions on that game?
I'm gonna go ahead and go with Auburn on this one. And I definitely can't wait to witness, you know, the crowd coverage and the excitement that's going to go down in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Like, I know I'm definitely going to be tuned in. I may even, you know, scream and shout every now and then, but as far as score predictions, oh, it's going to be a good one.
That's good. When I say that's going to be an exciting game, but and when we look at we got the Big 12 championship game between TCU and Oklahoma. I'm gonna take Oklahoma in that. I'm just for some reason I'm more of an Oklahoma guy, and I'm quite sure Baker Mayfield has something to continue to prove when it comes to his
right.
performance. You know, I think he got that chip on his shoulder. I'm just hoping that he don't, you know, give Dunn of the Horned Frogs, you know, the business, you know, and that has gotten in trouble. But even locally close to you more, you got Memphis and Central Florida squaring off, 11-0 Central Florida against a 10-1
right.
Memphis. How do you see that playing out?
You know what, that's another hometown, and I'm going to stick it out with UCF. You know, the team has, you know, had their downfalls, but no, definitely UCF.
Definitely UCF. She's not giving up on a Florida school. She's going to stick with the Florida schools regardless. I see that. I'm going to stick with you on that one. I'm going to go to University of Central Florida on that. I think Frost has that team rolling, but then there's rumor has it that this probably be Frost's last game because he's been slotted to take the University of Nebraska where he played as quarterback.
Right.
And I see him pretty much probably leaving, which Jimbo Fisher didn't get that choice. And rumor has it, I'm going to tell you, the rumor has it that it wasn't so much the administration that decided, Jimbo, you got to give us
the player.
Answer. Yes, they said it was the players that made this. Hey, either
right.
you give us the answer or we're going to administration, told them that we will refuse to play this game. So now with them refusing to play the game, then guess what? That hurts you because now you do not become bowl eligible and you leave money on the table.
Table,
so,
right.
That had to be when you get normally in this situation. You very rarely see players protesting to get a coach out. So it makes me wonder how much tension was going on between the players and Coach Jimbo Fisher. Because players tend to go to bat for you. Hey, we know he's moving on. Ain't nothing wrong with that, but we want him to coach us. But when they
right.
decided.
I would have thought the players would have went with him.
Yes. They would say, hey, we're going to go behind that coach. We know he's leaving, but we want him to see this thing through with us for this last game. They went the opposite. So that's telling me right there, there has been tension in the water. Like I told people earlier, today I thought Jimbo Fisher was probably really trying to get out of Florida State about a year ago.
Right.
About a year ago, and I don't think the timing was right at that time because they decided, Texas A&M decided to keep Kevin Sumlin. This time they decided, hey, we're going to take you, we're going to fire Kevin Sumlin, and we want you to be our guy. And I think with everything that's going on, because it kind of unraveled in Florida State, you didn't, you technically, if you wasn't adding this game back into the schedule, because I know you wasn't slotted to add this game. This was the hurricane game that they missed during the hurricane. So they weren't going to add this back in. But they needed this game, this next game, to become bowl eligible. To
right.
become bowl eligible. So it was important to them to get this game back. Now, with that being said, players go in there and say, Jimbo, nah, we don't care. You ain't giving us no, you ain't saying anything to us. If anything, I think Jimbo should have told them, guys, listen, there's change in life sometime. And we got to make them. All you guys are going to have to make them. You guys are going to leave Florida State at some point and go somewhere else. So, with that being said, I got to make a change that's what's in the best interest of me. As I always tell you players, you must make the change that's in the best interest of you. I think his players would have respected him a little more. Versus you're not telling them anything when they already know the writing is on the wall because you have not said, came out and openly stated that he was staying. He never came out and said that he
right.
was staying.
Right, it adds frustration. Then you kind of, you know, you feel betrayed and you're like, okay,
yes.
you're my coach and you're not going to say anything?
Yes. And players, coaches tend to tell players, hey, it's us and them. Okay, if it's us. And then it's them, us meaning us within here. Let us know what's going on.
Right.
Don't leave us in the dark. And I guarantee you, this is going to hurt Florida State. Not only that, but it's going to hurt Florida State in recruiting. It's going to hurt Florida State in recruiting bad. But like I said, it's amazing. We're going to go to a commercial break. I'm going to play this Tupac Change because guess what? Florida State, Tennessee, Y'all got to have change. V, stay with me. Hold on the line, baby. We're going to go to a commercial break. We're coming back. And guess what? It is what it is. Florida State, Tennessee.
Now we was once two brothers of the same kind, quick to approach a ghetto cutie with the same line.
We're back here live on the Tony Sands Show with my girl Vicky V. My main man, Coach Keith Franklin, is joining the show. Keith, did you hear the song I was just playing, man?
what song was that, T-Man?
Listen, man, that's Tupac Change, man. Before you came on, at the top of the hour, I played Smuggler's Blues because there's a lot of blues going on in Tallahassee and in Knoxville because both of them has to, as Tupac say, change has got to come and it's got to come fast. You're joining the Tony Sands Show. For those that are just joining, my man Keith Franklin and my girl Vicky V is joining the show. Vic, what's going on?
Hey.
Keith, listen, we met before we went to a commercial break, before you brought you on, we were talking about the situation in Tallahassee with Coach Jimbo Fisher not being able to coach his last game with players. How much does that mean? And you're a coach, guys. That's why I bring Keith on when it comes down to coaching and it comes down to quarterback. He is my guru when it comes to that. Keith, as a coach, you're getting ready to make a change. But you do not inform your players. You do not inform your administration on your move. How much is that a coach trying to keep everything intact? Or is that a coach saying, listen, I don't care what's going on, I'm out of here?
I think Jimbo, you know, I'm real good friends with Jimbo Fisher, Tony. And I think Jimbo was kind of put in a very, very tough position. I think it was he's more or less, I think, hurt right now. Because, you know, these are guys, young men, that have – he's actually went into the homes. He's met their parents. You know, he gave a commitment to those guys and those parents. And I think really Jimbo more or less probably got hit with the gag order where he really couldn't reveal his decision whether he made it last night, last week, or whenever, you know, Texas A&M, you know, officials came at him. And whenever his decision was final, I think Jim was placed in a tough position. I think really wholeheartedly he wanted to tell the young men there at in Tallahassee, the young men that he sat down and he gave a commitment to them, and as well as they gave one to him. And I think it was just a tough situation. And I think that's why if you saw proceeding to this event, Jimbo really was trying to stay neutral. And I think really in his heart, you know, knowing Jimbo for over the years that I have, he really truly wanted to coach tomorrow. And like I said, I think he was just faced with a very tough decision, you know.
Okay, we're going to listen to a soundbite of Coach Fisher speaking, and we're going to listen to a short bit of it. Doug, you got us ready. Let's play the soundbite.
Good practice today. Good weather. Guys executed well. Had good enthusiasm. Threw and caught the ball well. Defense was good. Kicked it well. Guys kicked the ball really well today. Caught it well in the return game. So hopefully we'll go out and play good on Saturday. Questions?
Jimbo, how was the last practice of the season for you guys?
It was good. Good. Hopefully it won't be. Hopefully it won't be. Although we win a game, they'll have a bowl game. You know what I mean? We ever have a bowl game. But it was good. So the execution was good. The tempo was good. Mindset was good. Threw and caught the ball. Did a good job. And defense, I like the energy.
Coming out of the game against Florida, how's the team's confidence?
I think the last 2 weeks, I mean, that's why I say they practiced better. I mean, our execution has been the best it's been the last 3 weeks. We scored 118 points, and I know, say, but you start playing good, you execute, you have success, all of a sudden you feel better about yourself, things seem easier in practice, and they've executed better. And the confidence, and you see it, and they're proud of themselves. And what
Now, Keith, and that's Coach Fisher after practice. That was him after practice yesterday. Coming off the field, if you notice, he said the guys practiced well. He had intent at that point in time of going in and coaching this next game, this last this game. But somehow between last night And this evening, that changed. Now,
yes.
When we that changed. Now, what is, as a player, how much of an effect have you think that this, all this that's going on, have affected how really practice is truly going? Because, you know, coaches, we're going to say anything to try to. How much do you think all this distraction has hurt the performance of Florida State?
Well, I think, you know, Tony, you know, you've been a player. You've been at prominent programs at St. Thomas and at Kansas, you know, back in the day. And, you know, put yourself in those shoes of those young men. You know, again, I think it's rough on both parties. You know, you know, you got a coach that, you know, the rumors have been swirling. And it's not only, you know, Tony, we talked earlier in the day. This didn't happen this year. You know, for the last year or two, you know, Jimbo, maybe the last two or three years since he won the national championship in 2013, he's really one of the top young, you know, he's 52 years old, but we consider that young in the coaching world. You know, he's really one of the top young coaches out there that every year they've been pulling at him and pulling at him. And, you know, this year, you know, they pulled it. Hey, you know, I'm not trying to be funny, Tony, anything, but, you know, hey, somebody pulling it. And you put $75 million. What we say?
Man, you got $75 million.
$75 million over 10 years, and that's all pretty much guaranteed, bro. You can pull and pull, and after a while, you know. And I don't really think it was just for the money. I think it was other things that were involved in it. But you know, those young men wanted to, you know, coach. Hey, what are you gonna do? You know, what's going on? We hearing these rumors, and like I said earlier, you know, I think Jim was in a tough decision. But then you got kids, young men, you know, that gave their commitment to Coach Fisher. And I think, you know, in this process, too, not only those young men, Tony, that are there at practice today, you know, getting ready for a big game for tomorrow, because if they don't win tomorrow, they're not going to go to a bowl game. And you talk about a program as prestigious as Florida State, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's like, you know, they've been in a bowl game the last 35 years. So, you know, those young men are saying, you know, hey, Coach, what's going on? You know, and like I said, I think Jimbo's in a tough position. And as a player, you know, me being a player, you being a player, you want to know, hey, Coach, man, what are you doing now? Are you going to lead us out on this field tomorrow? I mean, who's going to, you know, and Jimbo's one of those coaches. He's not a coach that sits back. Jimbo's the guy that pretty much calls the offense. You know, he has a very important part. You know, they might have somebody that's the offensive coordinator, but Jimbo was a hands-on coach. You know, so those guys are saying, you know, Coach, hey, man, who's calling the play? You know, they got a freshman quarterback, you know, Mr. Blackman, and he's like, well, hey, you know, I'm used to hearing that voice of Coach Fisher on the sideline. I'm used to coming to the sideline and seeing Coach. And these kids tomorrow, man, it's going to be a big adjustment to those guys. You know, who's going to give that speech at the beginning of the game? You know, who's going to pump me up?
Who's going to get me? Who I'm used to, when I'm used to going to battle. When I'm used to going to battle, I'm used to seeing one guy take us to battle. Now we go to battle, and Odell Higgins, because Odell Higgins will be the head coach, who is a Florida State alum, will be leading these guys out to battle. Does you think this is, with the way this situation is going to where the players wanted answers, and they didn't get the answers that they needed, so rumor has it that some of these players went to the administration and say, hey, listen, if we don't get answers, and this is where I always say players don't realize the power that they have. It's just sad that this power display had to be displayed out there, because I know a guy like Jimbo wanted to lead his guys to battle, but not understanding, kids ain't going to understand the legal battles that probably was all around this, that you can't do this until after we get rid of Kevin Sumlin, we get that deal done.
Right.
Not only that, due to the fact that we got to be careful, he probably said, if I don't say it now, I can possibly still coach my guys in this game.
Right.
But if I say it, do the powers be at Florida State say, okay, since you have betrayed us, then, hey, you might as well go on and do what you got to do. But the biggest thing out of this, Keith, to where both programs probably going to be behind the eight ball, when it comes to Texas A&M, when it comes to Florida State, is the recruiting, because the early signing date is December 20th.
Right. Yes, I really believe Tony and you hit it right on the head right now, man. You're now not only just those young men in Tallahassee and those young men up in, you know, in Texas A&M at those universities.
Yes.
I mean, you got young men that are in high school right now, and these guys are packing up. And, you know, they made a decision to sign early. You know, you got young men out there with their parents. They were set to go to Tallahassee. They were committed. Yes. I think these guys really was fully committed to Tallahassee and or to Texas A&M. You know, and now, you know, what do we do now? And that's why, Tony, you know, and when you was at St. Thomas and then you decided to go to Kansas, and, you know, as you know, on that atmosphere and that level, I mean, and this is a great experience for young men now. I mean, are you committed to that coach or are you committed to that school? You know,
correct,
when you go
correct.
On that trip and you go on that recruiting trip, you know, hey, I'm going there to play for Coach Fisher. Well,
yes.
It's a chance that Coach Fisher might not be there. And these young men, you know, I sat in there and I recruited you and said, hey, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there for your next 4 years or the next 5 years. But understand, like you said, Tony, it's a business decision. And these young men now, you know, I'm speaking to the young men out there in high school right now. Listen, when you go on these trips, yeah, I love Coach Fisher. You know, I love Dabo Sweeney. You know, I love Mark Rich. But, hey, those guys might make a move. You know, and now, am I content with staying at Florida State, staying at Florida, you know, staying at Tennessee? You know, they're looking for a coach right now. Staying at Miami. You know, so those young men, you got to make a decision. You know, is this place a good fit for me? What if Coach leaves? You know, what happens?
Yes.
You know?
And then, go ahead.
And like I said, you know, so, and really, Tony, you know, Coach Odell, I think that was a great decision. You know why?
Yes.
And Tony, you know how it is now. With this recruiting thing going on, how much really was Jimbo talking to kids? And not necessarily Jimbo, because we know the rules now. The head coach really can't go out on the road. That though he can really talk to the kids once they come on campus. So who the one really truly built a rapport with those young men? No disrespect to the head coaches, but Odell Hingham, he's a great recruiter. I remember when he recruited my kid, Brian McFadden, back in, you know, 1999. Odell was one of the top recruiters back then. So I think that's a great decision by Florida State. Hey, you pull, those guys, that young man, that coach who was there in those houses, talking to those parents at the schools, talking to those kids on Twitter, on Facebook, or MySpace, or whatever that crap is right now, the social media world. So now, you know what? I think Odell is going to get those guys. Hey, look, man, we rally here. Look, whether it's Jimbo, whether it's Bobby Bowden, look, man, hey, you're a Seminole. So tomorrow, you're going to represent Florida State. You know, it's not,
and
you're not representing Coach Fisher. Exactly. You know, you're part of this program. You know, Bobby Bowden, he built a program. Jimbo built a program. But, hey, Tony, you know it. You can't build it if you don't have those Jimmys and Joes. You know what I'm saying?
So those
black men, you know what I'm saying? Those kids out there right now, guys, go out there and play for your team. Play for the name. Play for that name. Don't play for Coach Fisher. Coach Fisher's gone now. We can't change that. So let's use this as a rallying tool. And let's continue to build the success, which is Florida State. Hey, let's admit it, Tony. And Vicky, Florida State is one of the top programs in the country. So whoever steps in at that job, hey, man, you're not starting from the bottom, you know?
Exactly. And you got to understand this. Florida State is – and people not realizing now, it's not like Jimbo leaving the cupboard bare. Florida State is loaded. Florida State is loaded. You know, normally when you see this, first person thing people say is that, he's leaving the cupboard bare. Florida State will have to rebuild. There's no rebuilding. Right. But the one thing I like that Florida State, and I think when we talk about Odell Higgins as right now leading, because Florida State has been rumored that they are looking for a minority hire.
Yeah, that's the rumors.
This is to be a minority hire, man. When you look at, right now they're looking at Willie Taggart, who is at Oregon. We're looking at Charlie Strong.
He has Florida ties. Yes, sir.
Looking at Charlie Strong. Wow. We're looking at possibly Kevin Sumlin. Could it be a swap?
Yeah, it might be a swap of coaches. You might be talking about a swap of coaches right now.
Yes. probably be the first in NCAA history to where Kevin Sumlin comes here, Jimbo Fisher goes there. They probably could have, if it was the NFL, they probably could have got some draft picks, but it ain't the NFL. Oh, yeah. So that's right. You know, you could have got some value for it. But like Keith, and when I call out those names, and no knock against no one, guys, when we're talking about this, this is the Tony Sands show for those that are joining us. My girl Vicky V and my guru when it comes to coaching and the quarterbacks, my main man Keith Franklin is joining the show. Keith, when it comes to the recruiting, when it comes to all that goes into all this when it comes to making up a great program. And understand Jimbo is leaving to go to A&M, but he's got to create a staff at A&M.
Yeah.
There's a lot of rumors of he's going to probably bring in what you would call an all-star staff team.
Absolutely. If I'm Coach Fisher and you guys are guaranteeing me $75 million over 10 years, I'm sure, Tony, and almost just like Coach Harbaugh at Michigan, when Coach Harbaugh left San Francisco and he came back to Michigan, hey, man, they gave him a bankroll, a payroll for assistant coaches. And yes. Michigan, it probably has the top, you know, salary when it comes to assistant coaches in the country. And I guarantee you, somewhere in the mix of it, watch what they're giving those, what they're going to give Jimbo to lure coaches. So I think some of those coaches at some of these elite programs, they better look out because, you know, I think Jimbo's going to come knocking at some of the most elite coaches. Not to say he's not going to care some guys from Florida State. I think he's going to do that as well. But, hey, man, you know, you got a guy that's been making $100,000, and then you telling me I'm going to go to Texas. But, hey, you know, Tony, we talked before. Hey, Texas will spend that money out there in the state of Texas. I'm going to go from $100,000 to about $400,000, or I'm going to go from $800,000 to $1.5 million. Hey, man, I think that's talking volume, man.
That speaks volume when it comes to the coaching rank because we understand that, hey, listen, this thing here's the way it's running and the way the salary is going. Eddie Grant is the name, coach, that's been bought up that possibly may head over with coach to A&M. Eddie Grant is
– I wouldn't be surprised.
Yes. Go ahead, Vic.
I definitely wouldn't be surprised with, you know, with his income. Definitely, and I'm sure, you know, he's probably said something in the past like, you know, if I go ahead and go, I'm going to try to get you over there too.
That's right.
And you know, and at this point, you know, either he's reaching out, has reached out to people, people are calling him to send him, let him know, hey, listen, that's why I'm guarantee you, Coach, you know, we go to, in Charlotte, it'll be the coaches' convention in Charlotte, so you know it's going to be real interesting. It's going to probably be the most interesting coaches convention ever.
Hey,
I wouldn't go if I was Jimbo. It'll be just like a showcase of him and, you know, everyone saying, who's the hottest
bidder?
Now, he ain't gonna be somewhere at A&M at a desk trying to figure out how he can, hey, who he can mark in as recruits trying to get the jump on his recruit season. Because recruit season is going to be critical. Now, he'll send somebody down. Or, now, if there's a big-time guy that he want to interview, they send a plane. They're going to send a private jet, like exactly. Eddie Grant, who is the coordinator. And Eddie Grant, Keith, is making $855 million this year.
$800,000. But he will be in the millions next year if he joins Jimbo.
$1.5 million, I guarantee you.
Yeah. Tony and Vicky, come on now. Y'all know what time it is. We right here talking about Jimbo's staff and they go call. They go listen. Like we on this radio show right now, the staff is getting created last night. The phone calls, Vicky and Tony, the contacts have already been reached. Them guys just hushing their mouths. And they finna coach their last game, or they finna coach this weekend, or they gonna coach that bowl game and watch what happens.
And that
brings me to
this.
What time it is.
That brings me to this, though, Keith. Now, this is back to what you said. They best not go to these schools thinking that the guy that is recruiting them will be there, because there's gonna be a lot of shakeups when it comes to coaches throughout the country. Once these dominoes start falling, One of Miami coaches is, they say he's after one of Miami coaches.
Yeah, he's on a target. Yes, sir.
He's on target list to be one of the coaches to leave and head with Jimbo to Texas. Like I told him, it's hard to outbid Texas. There's probably only one place that I know that can probably dance with Texas, and that is Oregon. So that's why when I said Willie Taggart name as their front runner guy, I'm quite sure. Phil Knight is 80 years old, okay? The owner of Nike, who has Oregon program, is probably better than a lot of NFL facilities when it comes to facilities. Yeah. 80 years old. I can't take all this money with me. Whatever floor, and you know, when it comes to billionaires do have egos, as we found out in the NFL. They have egos. Yes. I've been around a lot of them, and they have big egos. Don't think because they have a lot of money that they don't have egos. So now, be a nice, okay, whatever Florida State you offer, Willie Taggart, I match. Get your offer sheet. They had already offered Willie Taggart just yesterday. They had offered him a new $5 million deal.
Yeah, they gave him an extension. So, $4 million, yeah. They gave him a
but he didn't.
Yep.
He never signed the deal yet.
And why, Tony? Hey, come on, man.
I'm just saying, I'm the devil's advocate. His pen probably wasn't working, so he couldn't sign it because the pen wasn't working. I'm just saying, I'm the devil's advocate.
Yeah.
You know, he probably couldn't get a pen, and it probably wasn't working. But whatever have you, I'm trying. How do you sit down? And this man, whoever's agent is. I wonder if he got Jimmy Sachs as his agent. Whoever's agent is, he got a heck of an agent. Because I know that agent dancing around the office.
Listen, man, you said $75 million guaranteed over 10 years. I'm dancing, I'm singing, I'm doing the electric slide, the boogaloo, and everything else.
Now you know somebody can't sleep in Tuscaloosa right now. You know that, right?
Well, yeah, the confident guy. Cause listen. If anybody knows Nick Saban, it's Jimbo Fisher. Remember, they coach together.
Exactly. Listen, guys, it's been. Hey, listen, Keith. But let's get before we go. Let's get back. You know, we got conference games. You know, the coaching circuit has taken over. Topic of that, there are games. There are championship games going on. There's so much talking about the coaching world that people have forgotten about games. Me and V has given our opinion on who we think. Miami Clemson, give me your opinion.
Woo! You know what? I think it's going to be a great game, a great experience for the University of Miami players and for the program. And I think that the U is back. But on the other side of that, you talking about a program where Dabo has built it, and you can say that's Dabo's program now. You know, and he's actually put Clemson as one of the elite programs in the country. You talk about a program that has been in the last two national championships. They lost the first one, which was a close game, and then they won last year. So, you know, like Dabo was speaking today, you know, a game is a game, whether it's the ACC championship game or the national championship game or the third game of the season. And I think, you know, those guys are seasoned as veteran players, and I think tomorrow, I think the U is going to make it a game, but I see Clemson. I see Clemson pulling it out.
Okay, now, and you brought up he's built the program, and it's been rumor has it that, hey, Clemson probably was the reason why they ran Jimbo Fisher up out of Tallahassee, because Jimbo could not match up to the facilities that Clemson has. Clemson spent their state, their facilities, $55 million they put into facilities, and Jimbo's been crying out for years that, hey, listen, guys, I need something like that in order to compete with that.
Yes.
You know, so a question that.
And I think that was a part of the reason why him going to Texas A&M. You know what I'm saying, Tony and Vic?
Yes.
I think that was a part of it. You know, again, Tony, like you said, Texas got the money to build whatever you want, whatever you need.
And I'm telling you need the tour. I'm going to tell you something. If anybody get a chance, they can go on Google it and look at that facility, man. They got bowling alleys in there. I mean, you name it. What it takes to keep a player occupied and keep them out of trouble in a city, Clemson has it.
Wow.
In their facilities. They have movie theaters inside their own, inside the facility, so you don't have to go nowhere.
Don't have to go anywhere.
So, listen, let's get into it quick. Let's, all right, the Big 12 championship game, what you got, Keith?
Well, we talking about who we got there. We got Ohio State and Wisconsin.
Yep.
I'm gonna go with the underdog. You know, even though they're undefeated, they haven't lost a game yet. They're underdogs going into this game. I'm gonna take Wisconsin.
You gonna take? Okay, you got Wisconsin. I'm going Ohio State. I think the speed of Ohio State is gonna be too much for Wisconsin. I think, you know, Wisconsin is big, but I don't know if they're gonna be able to handle the speed of Ohio State. So I'm going Ohio State in that game. Now, the Big 12 championship game between Oklahoma and TCU.
Whoa. Now I think that's going to be the tricky game. I think the favorite is going to be Oklahoma. But someone's telling me, man, it's going to be an upset. It's going to be an upset in one of these games or two of these games. I think it's going to be TCU, man.
I'm going Oklahoma. I'm going to go Oklahoma. I love Oklahoma. Okay. It was original in the Big 8. You know I love the Big 8 conference. That's the conference I play.
Oh, you love the Big 8.
I'm going Oklahoma. What, last one, quickly. We got about a minute left. Give me your opinion on the Auburn and Georgia game.
Woo. Woo. Whoa. I think now that's going to be the big one. I think Auburn has did a great job these last, over the last month or so. They done knocked off the number one team twice, but I think Georgia Bulldogs get revenge tomorrow in Atlanta.
I'm going Auburn. Auburn is flying high. They're doing what they got to do. When you said upset, I'm going to say the upset game, I think, in this one is, I'm not going to call it upset because I want Miami to win. I'm going to say Miami beat Clemson. That's going to be the biggest one. Game day will be at there. Game day will be there. So I'm going to go Auburn. Auburn is flying high. I think Auburn is playing some of the best football in the NCAA right now at this point. They know when to peak, so I'm going to go them. Hey, guys, thank you for joining us. If you listen, I'm going to play. Don't go now. I want you to listen to the song that my boy finna play, because Florida State fans, y'all are still feeling this here. Doug, take us away with the blues.